You're listening to SBS News.
On the eve of a nationwide coronavirus lockdown, the Austrian military locked down Vienna following multiple shooting attacks. Police say several attackers armed with rifles launched an assault in six different locations, resulting in six crime scenes. At least three people have been killed, including one suspect, and more than a dozen injured. The incident began outside the Stadttempel synagogue at around 8 p.m. local time on Monday night. Police are yet to rule out whether the place of worship was a target, despite being closed at the time of the incident. The army is patrolling central locations across the city, with residents instructed to stay home until all attackers are arrested or killed. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz confirmed the incident is being treated as a terror attack.
The police succeeded in eliminating one perpetrator, but several are still on the run. We will search for the terrorists to catch or eliminate them. I ask people to stay at home or, if they're in a safe place, to stay there. Several perpetrators are still at large. While we pursue them, they are very well equipped. So automatic weapons, very professionally prepared. It's definitely a terrorist attack. An anti-Semitic background cannot, of course, be ruled out, especially because of the location where this terrorist attack started.
Interior Minister Karl Nehammer says it will be looked back on as a dark day in the country's history.
Schwerster Tag für Österreich seit vielen Jahren. Wir haben es.
This is the hardest day for Austria in many years. We are dealing with a terrorist attack, the intensity of which we have thankfully not had to experience in Austria for a very long time. Whoever attacks one of us is attacking all of us.
Wer einen von uns angreift, der greift uns alle an.
A SWAT team is searching for assailants who may be in hiding or attempting to escape the city. Police in the neighbouring Czech Republic are conducting random vehicle checks along the shared border with Austria. Footage posted on social media appears to show armed people running through the streets and shooting people at will. Vienna's chief rabbi, Shlomo Hofmeister, described the horror he witnessed from his bedroom window.
Upon hearing some shots downstairs, I looked down the window and I saw the attacker running into various bars and restaurants which are lined up on our street, and people running away, and this one or two attackers chasing them all over the street.
The incident disrupted a warm, tranquil evening on the eve of a month-long lockdown to curb the spread of COVID-19. Rabbi Hofmeister fears the synagogue was a target.
Big calibers. They were shooting at least 100 rounds just in front of our building. What I saw was an attacker running into bars and restaurants which are adjacent to the building of the synagogue. I tried to get away from the window as well and to call the police instead. But subsequently, when the police was here, I heard them calling out to ask if there are any injured people around. And from some of the bars, I heard shoutings, there are one, there are two, there are three.
Local student and witness Evelyn shares her reaction to the sounds of gunshots getting closer and louder.
Suddenly the shooting started. We didn't know what it was, but suddenly people who were sitting in other guests' gardens started to run. First we kept standing there because we didn't know what was going on. Then there was shooting again, but closer. So we started to run away. Because we did not know if we were running in the right direction, we ran into a hotel and hid there.
International messages of support have been sent to Austria, including from Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who offered condolences and assurances. French President Emmanuel Macron also expressed solidarity. It comes as France remains on high alert following three terror-related attacks in less than 2 months in the country. The attack in Vienna occurred just days after a terror attack at a church in Nice, where three people were killed. Leaders of France's Muslim community gathered to condemn attacks carried out in the name of Islam. Paris Grand Mosque leader Kems Eddine Hafiz called for calm and urged young Muslims not to be influenced by this destructive path.
Nous tenons à rappeler de manière ferme We want to firmly and clearly affirm the following. First, we condemn terrorism and all forms of violence made in the name of our religion, and we express to all the victims of this Islamist terrorism our unconditional support and our sympathies. We denounce all those who want to manipulate our fellow believers, especially our youth. They try to divide us, to promote doubt, and sow discord. We are calling for a return to calm, and we encourage our youth to not let themselves be dragged into this winding path that can only lead to destruction and auto-destruction.
Sinon la destruction et l'auto-destruction.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.